Amy, the Hedgehog Girl by John Caldwell. Chapter 1. Miserable Mr. Peck. Her mum was in the kitchen when Amy rushed in. "How was school?" asked Mrs. Harris, expecting the usual answer, "Okay."
"It was great," cried Amy. "A lady gave us a talk on wildlife and she showed us a hedgehog. I'm going to become a hedgehog expert."
"A what?" said Mrs. Harris.
"A hedgehog expert, someone who knows all about hedgehogs."
"That's good," said Mrs. Harris. "You'll need to go to the library and see if you can find some books."
"Oh dear," groaned Amy. "I'll have to see Mr. Peck."
Mr. Peck was the children's librarian. He was a mean and miserable sort of person. He also lived next door to Amy. The library was almost empty when Amy arrived. She looked along the shelves, trying to find a book on hedgehogs.
"What are you doing?" snapped a voice behind her, and Amy nearly jumped out of her socks. It was Mr. Peck.
"I was looking for a book about animals."
"Animals, indeed," sniffed Mr. Peck. "What sort of animals? Tame animals, wild animals, animals from Africa, India, Britain?"
"Hedgehogs," said Amy.
"Hedgehogs," bawled Mr. Peck. "I'm the very worst animals there are. They dig up vegetables and bite lumps out of them."
He pulled a book from the shelves. "If you must study the horrid things, this is the best I can do."
"Oh, thank you," said Amy politely.
"Make sure you bring it back on time, and don't you dare bring hedgehogs into your garden. Your garden is next to mine. Don't forget, if I see a hedgehog near my carrots, do you know what I'm going to do?"
"No," said Amy. "I'm going to squirt it with my spray gun."
At home, Amy read the book on hedgehogs. She found out that they ate slugs and snails. The book didn't say anything about vegetables. The next day, she took the book back to the library.
"What's this?" said Mr. Peck.
"This book is not due back for another 20 days.
"But I've read it," said Amy. "Have you got any more books about hedgehogs?"
"Over there," snapped Mr. Peck, pointing with his nose.
Amy walked slowly along the shelves. Where were the books about animals? She was just about to risk asking Mr. Peck when she saw something. It was an old cassette tape called Calls of the Wild. It looked as if nobody had ever played it. Amy took it down from the shelf. It was part of a set of animal noises. This was tape number 12, and it was called Hedgehogs.
Amy asked Mr. Peck if she could borrow the cassette. "Of course you can," he said rudely. "Though anybody who wants to listen to horrid animal noises must be mad." He stamped the cassette box, and don't forget to rewind the tape.
Chapter 2. Hedgehog Talk. Amy sat in her room listening to the sounds of hedgehogs in her personal stereo over and over again. Amy repeated the sounds herself. "I'm talking hedgehog," thought Amy. "I wish I knew what I was saying. I really need a hedgehog to help me. I'm sure there's one in the garden. If I make hedgehog noises, perhaps it will hear me." Amy ran down into the garden and made hedgehog noises as loudly as she could. She stopped and listened, but no hedgehogs answered. Amy tried again, but only a cat came into the garden. "I'm going to keep trying," said Amy. "I'm sure I can do it." And at last she got cold and she went indoors. The next night, Amy tried again. She tried every night for a week. "What are you doing out there?" asked Mrs. Harris.
"Wait and see," said Amy.
And just then the doorbell rang. It was Mr. Peck. He stood at the door in his dressing gown, and Amy noticed that his hair was wet.
"Mrs. Harris," said Mr. Peck, "every night when I have my bath, I can hear a noise. It seems to be coming from your garden."
Amy giggled behind her hand.
"A noise?" said Mrs. Harris.
"Some sort of animal," said Mr. Peck.
"I'd put poison down if I were you. That is the only way to deal with animals."
As soon as Mr. Peck had gone, Amy dashed out into the garden. "Mr. Peck thought I was an animal," she said to herself. "I'm going to try one more time." And Amy went down on her knees and began to make her hedgehog sounds again. And almost at once, there was a rustling noise and the hedgehog lumbered onto the lawn. Amy was delighted. The hedgehog and Amy snorted and squeaked at each other. And suddenly a torch beam shone in their eyes.
"What's going on?" said a voice.
It was Mr. Peck still in his dressing gown. And the hedgehog rolled into a ball.
"I'm chatting to a hedgehog," said Amy.
"You cheeky young thing, talking to hedgehogs indeed."
"Excuse me," began Amy.
"And what's more," Mr. Peck cut in, "hedgehogs are dirty little beasts and they eat up all the vegetables in my garden."
Rubbish, said Amy crossly. Hedgehogs are not dirty and they don't eat vegetables. They eat slugs and snails. Now, if you don't mind, I was talking to a hedgehog.
Mr. Peck was too shocked to answer. His mouth dropped open as Amy snorted gently to the hedgehog. And slowly it unrolled and a sly look crept across Mr. Peck's face.
How often have you been doing this, my dear? He asked.
Never before, said Amy, but from now on I'll be here every night.
Said Mr. Peck. You're going to be here every night, you say.
Chapter 3. The Amazing Hedgehog Girl.
When Amy came home from school the next day, Mr. Peck was in his front drive. He was fixing a large board to the gate, and as soon as he saw Amy, he threw his coat over it. Amy had promised to show her mum the hedgehog. It was getting dark when they stepped into the garden to see her hedgehog friend. Amy went down on her knees and began to snort, and this time two hedgehogs came up to her.
What are they talking about? Whispered Mrs. Harris.
Slugs. And there was a sound from next door, and Amy shone her torch towards the fence, and there were people staring into her garden, and they all had their mouths open. And one person stood out. It was Mr. Peck. I've asked a few friends over, he said smoothly. I hope you don't mind.
Amy was cross, but she also felt rather proud that so many people had come to see her.
You may watch, but please don't talk or make a noise. I'd no photos.
The people nodded, and Amy went down on her knees and snorted once more.
This time, three more hedgehogs came up.
Amy managed to tell the hedgehogs that they had nothing to fear. The people just wanted to see how clever they were. Amy and the hedgehogs talked and played together. And as soon as the hedgehogs had gone, the people behind the fence began to clap and cheer. And of course they wanted to know what Amy and the hedgehogs had been talking about.
They told me about their young, and then they told me why they curl up into a ball and where to find the tastiest grubs. Oh, and they told me where they're going to sleep for the winter.
Mrs. Harris hugged Amy.
You were fantastic, she said. Come in and I'll make you a nice hot drink.
Yes, in you go, said Mr. Peck cheerily. I'm sure you must be very tired.
There was something strange about Mr. Peck. He had never said anything kind to Amy before. And then she heard an odd noise. It was a sound of coins being dropped into a box.
It was worth a pound of anybody's money, she heard someone say.
Shh, said Mr. Peck.
And then Amy remembered the board that Mr. Peck had been fixing to his front gate.
Why had Mr. Peck tried to hide it? And Amy rushed round to the front of the house, and there on the board, in large letters, it said, See the Amazing Hedgehog Girl, admission only £1, tea and biscuits.
What a nerve, said Amy, and then a smile crept across her face.
I know how to fix you, Mr. Peck. And she raced around to Mr. Peck's garden, and some of the people were still enjoying a cup of tea and biscuits.
Before Mr. Peck could stop her, she said, Ladies and gentlemen, there is something I must tell you. All the money you have given tonight is going to a hedgehog hospital to look after sick hedgehogs.
Everyone clapped and nodded their heads. Everyone except Mr. Peck. His face went bright red and he made a strange spluttering noise.
Not only that, went on Amy, but Mr. Peck has agreed that for every pound that you give tonight, he will give another pound from his own money.
Everyone clapped again and cheered, and Mr. Peck went a very pale colour, and somehow he managed a smile.
And before he could say anything, Amy said, I am happy to say that the hospital has asked me to take the money for them. And she held out her hand, and gloomily Mr. Peck passed the box over to Amy.
Then an even gloomier look spread across his face as he dug into his pocket and pulled out two £10 notes.
A big hand for Mr. Peck, said Amy.
This is not quite the end of the story. Amy felt rather sorry for Mr. Peck. And after she had sent the money to the hedgehog hospital, she asked the hedgehogs to patrol Mr. Peck's garden. She told them to make sure that no more of his vegetables were eaten by slugs. And a few weeks later, Mr. Peck won third prize for his marrows and his runner beans and his carrots at the local show.
And that evening he leaned over the fence to show Amy his three prizes. "It's all thanks to those hedgehogs," he said. "I wish I had known before how useful they are. I've bought them a present." He handed her one tin of dog food. "I've just got some new books about hedgehogs in the library. I read that they adore dog food," he explained. And a group of hedgehogs were soon busy tucking in, and Amy knelt down beside them. "What are they saying?" asked Mr. Peck. "Well," said Amy, "hedgehogs are a bit hard to understand when they have their mouths full, but I think they're saying thanks for the dog food." "I should think so too," said Mr. Peck. "I paid a lot of money for that tin, and could you teach them not to speak with their mouths full? It's so rude." "I'll try," said Amy, and she looked at the hedgehogs and smiled, and it seemed to her that they smiled back.